Quick shiur review on sheet number 5, Shiur Chazar Tmana. So we start off with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kir Shesiku Bekasha Begvav. You have an oven that's lit with straw, then you could put a tavshil on it. Because there's no chashash of chito, you can't stoke straw. Our ovens, however, and any oven with gefis and etzim, a typical oven, La Yite Nad Shigra, if you're not allowed to put something on it until you sweep away the coals, meaning you turn off your oven, or Shiten is Efer, where you put some sand on top of the coals. So now there's a question, what's this Mishnah talking about? Is the Mishnah talking about, the Mishnah says, a Nisen, La Yitain, is the Mishnah talking about on Shabbos, where you'll have an Isser of Chazara, or is it talking about before Shabbos, where you have an Isser of Shia? The Gemara asks the Shaila, and the Gemara says that if the Mishnah would be going on Chazara, on Shabbos, then the Mishnah could go like Hananya. Why? Because Hananya holds, there's no Isser of Shia. The Mishnah was talking about a case of Tavshil. Tavshil's already cooked, at least Kamacho ben Jusai. And Hananya holds, there's no Isser of Shia once it's cooked Kamacho ben Jusai. So, just to be clear, Shia is before Shabbos. If it's already Kamacho ben Jusai, according to Hananya, you're okay. The only Isser is if it's in between, we'll see, in between Ra and Macho ben Jusai. The Gemara brings it down Rav Sheshes later on, and Rava, who paskin like Hananya, and Taisus brings down that that's how he paskin. Pasuk rach, the halacha of Sheshes, Rav Yechanan, that the halacha was like Hananya, that the Mishnah was referring to Chazara, and Shia will be mutter in a case of once it's cooked Kamacho ben Jusai. For Chazara, when we get to it, as long as it's Garfa Katam, even if it's fully cooked, you need it to be gar fakatam, so that always has to be there. Then there's another, the Gemara brings down another shayla of mitstamak v'yafalai, and we're gonna deduce that anyone who holds mitstamak v'yafalai is asur, is obviously arguing with Hananya, who holds that it's mutter, even when it's machab and jusai. And Rav and Shmuel were machmer for a case of mitstamak v'yafalai, which is a case of something that enhances your food as you cook it, even if it's fully cooked. For example, says Rabbi Berkowitz, if you have a soup typically, the more you cook it, it enhances the soup. So he wants to say that's mistamak v'yafalai. But if you're having guests and you want as much soup as you can, you want to make sure everyone gets a full bowl, then it's mistamak v'ralai, because as you boil your soup, more of the soup disappears. So that would be a the same item that can be mistamak v'yafalai in some cases and mistamak v'ralai in other cases. But in such a case, Rav and Shmuel hold that it's going to be usher to put a soup on before Shabbos on the fire in a case where, for example, you have no guests and you're just sitting there with your wife with a big pot of soup, will be usher to put on your stove before Shabbos, unless you do gar fakatum. The Rambam paskins like, not like Hananya, the Rambam is machmer. I don't have it here. And the Rush paskins like the Rambam, but he says the minhag of Klal Yisrael was to be mekel, hanachlam Yisrael. There are those what to rely on, and it's okay as long as it's Kamacho ben Jusai. There's another Gemara in Yud Ches. The Gemara brings down a case of something that's Ra, which is on the other end of the spectrum. And the Gemara says something that's Ra is going to be Mutter, because there's no Chashash Chitoy. We're going to get it after Pesach. We'll learn nowadays maybe raw should be different because our raw foods can cook a lot quicker than in those days. But in those days, it took a long time to cook, and therefore, there's no chashash you're going to be mechate because it would never get ready anyways. So that's the other case. Everyone holds that something that's raw is mutter, and even if you take a raw piece of meat, if you have a cholent that's kamacho ben jusai, that's already in the bishul process, and you throw in a raw piece of meat, that resets the whole cholent, and will make it mutter to do shia before Shabbos. And the Mechaber brings down two deos. First he says, it's also to do shia before Shabbos, elam ken nispashal kol tzarkeh, the Rambam in Reishon and Gimel, Halacha Aleph, elam ken nispashal kol tzarkeh, it has to be fully cooked, so that's not like Hananya. Hananya said if it was machab and jusai, like we learned, either a third or halfway cooked, there's no Isser of Shia. And he also brings down, and v'hu mitzamak v'ralei, it also has to be mitzamak v'ralei. However, if it was davar chai, then it would be mutter. The Shulchan Aruch brings down a yeshayimim later on in Reish Nun Gimel, and he says, yeshayimim shekol shnes basha kamacha ben yosai, then it would be mutter like Hananya. Typically, if to ask Rabbi Yo, when we paskin, the Shulchan Aruch brings down 2 days, do we go like the yeshayimim or not? It could be svardim should be machmer, like it seems like when the Mishnah Berurah brings down one shita, and then he says yeshayimim, you go the Shulchan Aruch, you have to go like the first shita. But I heard that Rabbi Vadya was mekel, so you have to know what's happening. But anyways, we go like the Ramah. The Ramah says v'nagu lahakel kasvar achrayna. So we're mekel like Hananya. We will not run into the issue of shia unless it was not cooked kamacho ben jisai and it wasn't ra. So somewhere in between macho ben jisai and ra. However, the Bir Alacha brings down, I didn't mention the Rush paskins like the Rambam, and he's machmer, not like Hananya, like this first sheet of the Shulchan Aruch. And the Bir Alacha says, we're going to be machmer like the Rush. The Rush learned that we're mekel, but, sorry, that we really were machmer, but Hanach Lem Yisrael, will let the Yidden already started to be mekel, let them be mekel. That's what the Bir Alacha learned, and he said we should be machmer like the Svara Achroina of the Yeshayimim and the Shulchan Aruch. The Chazon Ish, however, learns the Rush a little differently, and he says, the Chazon Ish says, the Hanach Lem Yisrael of the Rush wasn't saying the Yisrael are doing something that's not that good, but they have Shittos to rely on, let them live. He's saying, Hanach Lem Yisrael, the Yidden are amazing, and we're never going to make a mistake. If the Yidden are naig a certain Shita, Hanach Lem Yisrael, we're doing the right thing. And therefore, the Chazon Ish is the Chatchila, you should not be machmer for, you don't have to be machmer for the Chazon Ish, for any other shitas, you can be make like Hananya, and you will not run into to a problem with Shia unless it's not cooked kamacha ben jisai. Nowadays, lamaisa, the ilam is typically nobody leaves something on the stove on Shabbos unless it's garuf or katam. You usually either use a blech or a plata, and those are considered garuf or katam. Those are, you can't turn any dials on your plata, and the blech is garuf. It's covered over it's covering over the fire. So we don't really have a case of shia unless we're talking about an urn or a crock pot, and you're not machmer for hatmana in a crock pot. So you didn't do any garuf over your crock pot on the sides or putting something on the bottom of it. So in such a case, you have to know, we'll learn later on what's going to be by an urn, and it could be also urns don't have dials. Some of them do, some of them don't. Is that considered garuf or katam? But lamaisa, papashas, most things that we do before Shabbos doesn't have to be fully cooked because we're mekel like the Ramah. Okay, and last thing is water. Water is mitzvah v'yefalei and mitzvah v'ralei. So before water is boiled, it's mitzvah v'yefalei. But once it's boiled, we're going to go back to the case of soup. It's mitzvah v'ralei because you don't want to lose your water, and you don't gain anything once the water is boiled. So our Brooklyn Paskins are cooking water after it's boiled already is mitzvah v'ralei. So you can leave water in your urn before Shabbos and not have to worry about garf or katam if you want to be machmer once it's already boiled before Shabbos. If it's boiled, but we paskin, it just has to be kamacho ben jisai of someone who wants hot water. So if someone who wants hot water, it doesn't have to be boiled, but enough that you'll drink your tea kamacho ben jisai. A shlish or a half of boiling. It has to be b'chayr. It has to be. Yeah, I'm not sure. Rabbi Yehu mentioned there, we'll see later on from our Berkowitz, that a shlish or a half, you have to start measuring it not from when you turn on the flame, you have to start measuring it from when the water starts to boil or when the water starts to get warm, whatever that we're going to start with. But if it takes 10 minutes to boil water, the first 2 minutes is nothing. So it's really the last 8 minutes you have to divide into a half or a third. Yeah, sometimes an urn could take an hour or 2 hours to boil, but just to hit Machal Ben Yisrael, you should probably be 10-15 minutes, so someone should time it, maybe.